For business owners like you, the American Express Business Platinum Card works just as hard as you do to help you pursue your passions. With its world-class business and travel benefits, you can get more for your business wherever it takes you. The Amex Business Platinum Card offers a flexible spending limit that adapts with your business, enabling you to flex and adapt as your business evolves. And you'll earn 5 times membership rewards points on flights and prepaid hotels booked on AmexTravel.com, so that going that extra mile for your business is even more rewarding. See how the Amex Business Platinum Card gives business owners like you the tools and rewards to do more of what you love. Not all purchases will be approved. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/AmexBusiness. As many of you clearly know, I love going to watch football live. There's nothing like it. Whether it's college football or professional football, there's nothing quite like the excitement of being in the stadium. And Game Time tickets and Game Time picks through Game Time is exactly your way and your gateway to getting the seat that you want and the experience that you'll never forget. Game Time Picks is a new curation feature that filters out the fluff to show you only incredible deals on great seats so you don't waste a single second searching through thousands of tickets. The all-in pricing feature, that's my favorite. You get to see your total upfront, no surprise fees at checkout. With Game Time, you'll always get the lowest price guarantee, or Game Time will credit you 110% of the difference. Take the guesswork right out of buying tickets right now with Game Time. Download the Game Time app. Create an account. Use my code of Eisen for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Visit GameTime.co for restrictions. Again, create an account. Redeem my code EISEN. Boom, $20 off. Download Game Time today. What time is it? Game Time.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Let's get a good bang down.
Shador finding Travis Hunter, and he strikes the Heisman pros.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Good! Spencer Schrader! And the Chiefs walk it off!
Wanyang Thomas with the Cowboys' second kickoff return.
Today's guests, ESPN NFL analyst and Super Bowl champion Jason Kelce. Plus, latest news and more. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Hour number 2 of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air right here on the Roku Sports Channel. This Rich Eisen Show, terrestrial radio affiliate, smart enough to have a SiriusXM Odyssey tune in and more. We say hello to our podcast listeners, checking out all 3 hours of our show via podcast every single day. And listen, when I have favorite people in my world in town, like to have them on, especially since, you know, they don't really have much going on and need a bone thrown their way. And so I just said, let's see if Jason Kelce wants to come in. And sure enough, he's here, everybody. Jason Kelce.
What's going on, everyone?
Here for Monday Night Football. Great
Thanks
to see
for
you,
having
Matt.
Me, Rich. Appreciate it.
Come on, Matt.
No, seriously.
You are welcome anytime here. And I know how I feel about you and how I'm so excited about everything that's going on in your life and your career with you and your wife and your kids and your broadcasting career. I'm just so happy for you, Matt.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it, Rich.
You got it. So let's just jump into a little bit of football and then we'll talk about everything else. Tonight's game.
Yeah.
You know, I figured I wanted to talk with you about it because John and Jim are going at it.
Yeah.
And you could see they're, you know, they're also coaches who want to talk about their players and know it's more than just about them. But we in the media just make it about them. You've been in this position before yourself.
For sure.
Is it fun? Is it fun to play in a game where your brother's out there too?
It's different. It feels weird playing your brother because, you know, you have your football family and that's the team that you're on that you really, they ultimately become like family members and your teammates are in some ways, you know, like unrelated brothers. And,
right.
Obviously, they all are going to want to win very, very badly, and both of them and those two families are going to want to win. But there's a little bit added to it when you're going up against a family member. And obviously, you know, I played Travis, well, somebody said yesterday, 5 times. I only remember 4, but obviously the one Super Bowl that did not work out well for me. But every time you're playing, obviously you want to win in some ways that much more.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, every time, you know, your brother makes a play, you're kind of also happy for him a little bit, but you're also kind of upset. So it's a weird feeling where you got multiple emotions going on. You're trying to figure out how you feel.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sure they'll kind of be going back and forth on that a little bit, maybe a little bit different as coaches, but you know, they've they've been at the biggest level too against each other.
Well, I mean, I remember interviewing Howie Long too years ago, talking about, you know, Kyle and Chris are going to be out there,
and they were literally fighting each other
across the line of scrimmage.
Right.
And I'm like, hey, this got to be great for you, Howie. And he goes, actually, it's horrible. It's horrible. He goes, because it's a car crash every play. Was a phrase that he used.
Yep.
And you know, obviously, you and Travis weren't out on the same time. But how did your folks feel about that?
I mean,
you guys were playing.
Mom famously said she's rooting for offense. So we had the benefit of, like, she could just root for both of us to have good games.
Right.
She didn't really care about the outcome. I think that, you know, my dad, same thing. You know, they just wanted both of us to play really well. And, you know, whichever team came out on top, they were going to be happy either way.
Right.
But, yeah, I think for me, you know, you watch Trav make a huge play, or, you know, you'd watch the – you know, he makes some. I remember we played in Kansas City, and he ended up making this ridiculous play on a shovel pass, jumping into the end zone from like the 5 yard line. And I'm like, dude, why'd you have to do that today? Do that then tomorrow. But he had some extra juice. You know, being the younger brother too, I think there's always that dynamic of younger and older. And I'd be curious to talk to Chris and Kyle how that felt actually going up against each other.
Right.
But I think Trav always, being younger, wanted to, you know, beat me in a lot of sports. And growing up, he didn't get that opportunity a lot because I was bigger than him. But he always got me in basketball. That was the one thing, you know, he could get me in.
Oh, he could actually do that.
The moment he got taller than me, he could crush me in basketball.
Yeah, I don't know what the Harbaugh basketball game is like, but I just know that, you know, again, being a Michigan guy, the undercurrent every single season when Harbaugh was at Michigan is that there's, because he lost in that Super Bowl to John.
Yeah.
That he's going to want, like, there's always that desire to go back to the NFL.
For sure.
And here we are.
Yeah.
Right.
He's back, and the Chargers are playing fantastic.
They are.
I mean, he has turned that around very quickly with a very similar roster to last year. I think it's going to be a fantastic game. I mean, I think the Ravens will pull it off, but it's, you know, both teams, smash mouth, run, and gun teams. You have one of the best quarterbacks over the last 5 or 6 years in Lamar Jackson. Herbert, who's kind of looking to reinvent himself with this new system, played fantastic last week, and it feels like they're really starting to peak. So, yeah, it's going to be a fun one tonight.
Yeah, and Jason Kelce here on the Rich Eisen Show, Monday Night Football between the Chargers and the Ravens tonight. And there's so much going on in your life, obviously, with your New Heights pod and everything else. We'll get to that in a second. And so on Monday Night Football, Derrick Henry's going to be there.
Yeah.
For the Ravens.
Oh, yeah.
And there's still going to be, I think, looking down on the turf, scorched earth left by Saquon Barkley. You know, you want to talk about one-upping.
Holy cow.
Right? These two guys all year long at the position have been just dynamite.
Absolutely.
But Saquon, were you there last night? Did you?
I was not. I was not in the vicinity, but I was watching the game.
You were one of the only few people who were associated with the Eagles who were not in that building last night.
It was very heavily green.
Holy cow. I was there.
Yeah?
And yeah, it was loud, but just watching him do what he's doing right now, Saquon Barkley, somebody who played for the Eagles last year, it makes me feel like whatever was not on the same page last year, coordinator or whatever the heck was going on.
Yeah.
And then whatever might have been happening in the first 4 weeks of this season, coming off the bye, this guy has totally changed the dynamic of the team. What would you say about that,
Jason? Well, you know, obviously there's a number of changes from last year, and the two coordinating positions are different. Outside of that, though, the offense is largely the same.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, for me, we've been really fortunate to have great offensive lines with Jeff Stoutland in really good running games throughout my career in Philadelphia. But what you see with Saquon is just the ability at any moment to create this explosive touchdown that, you know, we haven't really had, you know, since like LeSean McCoy was probably there. I think you probably have to go back that far. And I mean, with the way he's playing right now, it's just so special. And, you know, kudos to the offensive staff. I think they know who they are. They finally found their identity as an offense, which is run, smash mouth, let the offensive line lean on. And they do so much better in the second half because it wears on you. There's been so many games between the last two, maybe the Jacksonville game. Saquon and this line combined it's only a matter of time before that amount of weight, Jordan Mulata, who's 6'9", 370 pounds, yeah. Landon Dickerson, who's 6'5", 350 pounds, like, they're going to lean on you over the course of the game, and eventually it's going to break. And it pairs really well, because the only way you can stop that is try and stack the box, and then they have A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith, who wasn't out there yesterday, but they've turned into this smash-mouth run-and-gun team, and it seems like the best teams in the NFL this year are playing that way. And it's fun to watch. I mean, what he's doing right now, I don't know that I've ever seen a running back been this dominant in this short period of time over the, since the bye. Yeah.
Well, I think you haven't seen it, because I don't think you were alive the last time. I'll be honest. Yeah. The last time a running back had 500 or more scrimmage yards over a two-week span was Walter Payton in 1977.
Sweetness. Okay. That makes sense.
And he was the MVP of the league.
Yeah. I mean, he's...
I mean, he's...
He's in the conversation.
Don't you think?
I mean, I do. I mean, it's...
He has to be. I think he is. I just think he is.
I think if you look at it from a positional value, yes, I think the best quarterback in the league is probably always the most valuable player. But I think when you factor in how markedly different the offense is without Saquon and what they are doing this year with the same pieces and yes. how much better they are, I think there's a number of games that they lose without Saquon. And I think that the story behind it all, who he is and how this has all happened, that factors into me.
Don't you think?
Absolutely. And I think, again, the league has shifted in some ways back to this line of scrimmage game. You see it with the Detroit Lions. We're going to see it with the Ravens tonight. The Chargers are certainly trying to play that smash mouth football with Greg Roman. The Eagles are doing it. It feels like more than ever, the running back position over the last decade has been completely devalued. And now we have Saquon, Derrick Henry, and some guys in Detroit and Gibbs and Montgomery that are being, pays to have really good running backs.
Damn straight, man. And when you think about it, the way you would want to beat the Eagles is to make them go, just make sure that there's no, obviously keep Jalen Hurts in the pocket.
Yep.
And make sure that you're not getting beat over the top by Smith
yeah.
or A.J. Brown.
Yep.
And let them plod their way down the field if you can, and then stop them in the red zone and hold them to 3 points.
Yes.
That's the way to beat them.
For sure.
Saquon is basically saying, okay, I'm just going to run through the red zone.
Score before I get to the red zone.
Right. Yeah. Like that's absolutely what he is doing. And some of the struggles that I would see from the Eagles, even in the year you made the Super Bowl on occasion over a 2-3 week period, maybe a stretch, and certainly last year was, struggling to make a play when you need it.
Yeah.
The run game would be a little inconsistent. He's totally changed all that.
Yeah.
That's why I think he's the MVP of the Eagles and certainly the NFL right now.
I think I'm right there with you. I think it's, you got a couple, Josh Allen's been having a tremendous year, but I think Saquon, it's a great point in the big playability and not even having to get into the red zone.
Right.
You got the Washington game late. I mean, the score, when you look at the end of score, it looks like it's out of control. Like the Eagles dominated. They were right there till like midway through the fourth quarter, and Saquon busts a run right out the right side to finally give them a big lead, and then he scores on the very next series. So these huge runs, I don't think can be discounted. I think it's a big, big deal.
Jason Kelce here on the Rich Eisen Show. So I guess sports talk radio question for you is, who is the best team in the NFC right now?
In the NFC?
Yes, sir.
I think it's 1 and 2 between Detroit and Philadelphia.
Yeah, but it's sports talk radio. You're not allowed to say that.
So I have to pick one? I mean, I'm going to pick the Eagles then. Yeah, I think the Eagles, Detroit has in some ways faltered a little bit the last couple weeks. It feels like the Eagles have really started to hit their stride. I'm looking forward to seeing these two teams hopefully play eventually to really get that figured out. It's right there. Any given Sunday, either those teams can win. But I think Philadelphia, offensively, offensive line, pretty even. Quarterback to quarterback, pretty even. Running backs to running backs.
Hmm. Right,
man, that's a two-headed monster up there.
But you got two and one with Saquon.
Yeah, Kenny Gainwell's a good back too. My man Kenny can get after it. But
sure,
I will. But I think when you factor in A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith, Man, it is. They are both right. so stacked. It is so right. good.
Well, I think the tie just needs to go put Dan Campbell in some cage with Sirianni.
Sirianni?
And Sirianni, I think, can, he, you know.
He's wiry. Go, he's got that, yeah.
You know what I mean? When he came back from the bye with his head shaved like Private Pyle from Full Metal Jacket, I'm like, okay, he just went apocalypse now on us, man. And they haven't lost.
He's got the mindset now.
Right?
Yeah. I mean, Nick's been phenomenal ever since he's been there. I know the last year, the end of the stretch, he's had some big-time questions over some calls this year by a lot, especially the local media. But I think for the most part, who he is on a daily basis, how he coaches, how he motivates, he's been fantastic. So I'm really happy for him.
Maybe he also can tap Big Dom in. You know,
listen, right?
Like, Big Dom's getting on this.
I'm definitely going with this.
I love it. So the Chiefs, your 2 cents on the Chiefs being once again the team that we're wondering if they can flip a switch when it all matters. It seems like we're running back the same. I don't know if you heard before. I was using just the analogy that you know how there's a Taylor's version of songs.
Okay. Yes.
Okay. You know what I mean?
Like, absolutely.
It's the same song. Yep. You know, lyrics are the same. It's just a different version.
Yep.
The Chiefs again. Here we are.
Yeah.
Wondering if this championship, defending championship team, is going to be able to flip a switch again.
Yeah.
And are you concerned about flipping a switch for the Chiefs?
I don't know that I'm ever concerned if Pat Mahomes and Andy Reid are the coach, or Andy Reid's the coach and Pat's the quarterback.
Yeah.
They just have such a ability and a resiliency as a group. But I mean, listen, it's a little bit concerning. I mean, the biggest thing that's been concerning recently over the last 2 weeks is that their defense has faltered for probably the first time in 2 years.
Yeah, they almost gave up 30 again.
Yeah, and credit to the Panthers and, you know, Bryce Young. I mean, talk about a story, getting benched and coming back and all of a sudden playing really, really well. Awesome for him. But Spags, I mean, he was the untold story in some ways of last year's success. You know, Pat Mahomes and Andy always get the credit, but that defense was really what allowed them to persevere through a lot of that stuff. And the last couple of weeks, they've faltered a little bit. They're dealing with some injuries in the back end. You know, there was all this noise that Spags wanted to add maybe somebody to that secondary during the trade deadline. So we'll see. I mean, again, they still find ways to win. And
how did
if the game's ever close,
yes.
I'm like, if this is World Series of Poker, I'm all in on Patrick Mahomes. And the vast majority of these games are close, especially playoff games.
Well, you've been around, though. I mean, is there a certain type of player where your pulse doesn't get pumped up in a big situation because you've been through it a million times before?
Absolutely.
I mean,
nerves are just a reflection of unknown, right? Like, you're nervous because you don't know what to expect. These guys have been through so many of these situations multiple times, and they've executed them at a high level. And there's a reason why, you know, last week Buffalo went for it on fourth down. They knew we cannot give the ball back to Mahomes. We can't do it. So, I mean, that's as long as Pat is there, they are going to be in every single game. They're always going to be a contender. As long as Andy Reid is there, they're going to be a great team. So, yeah.
By the way, nerves are a reflection of the unknown. Can you write that down so I don't forget that? That was very insightful. That was
deep.
That was deep.
Okay,
yeah.
I'll take it.
That sounds like a
deep cut.
Yeah, like that. That's very deep cut. Write that down. I kind of dig that. I want to take a break, Jason Kelce. We can come back and talk about what's going on with you, just in your life and everything else going on.
Perfect.
Let's just leave the football aside when we come back.
Sounds good.
That's Jason Kelce joining us here on the Rich Eisen Show. Back in studio in a sec. For business owners like you, the American Express Business Platinum Card works just as hard as you do to help you pursue your passions. With its world-class business and travel benefits, you can get more for your business wherever it takes you. The Amex Business Platinum Card offers a flexible spending limit that adapts with your business, enabling you to flex and adapt as your business evolves. And you'll earn 5 times membership rewards points on flights and prepaid hotels booked on AmexTravel.com, so that going that extra mile for your business is even more rewarding. See how the Amex Business Platinum Card gives business owners like you the tools and rewards to do more of what you love. Not all purchases will be approved. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/AmexBusiness. Let's talk Sleep Number, people. There's a reason why Sleep Number is the official sleep and wellness partner of the National Football League. Because in the NFL, there's no margin for error. One mistake can change the outcome of a game. And science proves quality sleep can help boost reaction time, recovery time, and overall athletic performance. Imagine what it can do for you. I know about it. My Sleep Number setting is 60. My wife's is 70. It's just 10 numbers of difference. But it really does make the difference. We can adjust our side of the bed the way that we want and get the perfect quality sleep that we need to be more ourselves in work, around the kids. It's awesome. Get ready and get yourself to a Sleep Number store. If you're in the market for a new bed, you should stop at a Sleep Number store, and why not? It's awesome. Again, there's a reason why it's the official sleep and wellness partner of the National Football League. Take it from me. You'll love Sleep Number. Let's talk O'Reilly Auto Parts, people. You love their jingle. You're going to love their friendly, helpful service even better because they're in the business of keeping your car on the road. And the parts knowledge they have, it's all you need for your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll find you just the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fixed, or quick service? They'll help you there and find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. So stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at OReillyAuto.com/Eisen. That's OReillyAuto.com/EISEN. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Back here on the Rich Eisen Show, Jason Kelce is here. All right. We got one of these here.
Hey, a little chunky soup.
Yeah. You got you right on the can there. Sorry, I'm kind of surprising our team. There you go.
Yeah. If you ever want to. If that doesn't appetize you, I don't know what does.
That's just right with you right there on the can.
Yeah. Mm. Big beard.
A soup that eats like a meal right there. Yeah. Okay, we got that. All right. There it is. Oh, it's already autographed. Got that. Yeah. Hold on. This is the one that came to the house.
Oh, yeah. How cool is that thing?
Okay, well, first of all, my name's on it, you know.
Oh, we're not going to. We got to do it right.
Oh, no, hold on. I'm just showing it's a locker of cereal. Open it up.
That's amazing.
There you go.
Is that a mirror inside the locker, too?
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Kind of screwing over our. There we go.
There we go.
Five different cereals here, man.
Wow. Oh, man, I love cereal.
Well, your favorite is what? The Cinnamon Toast
Cinnamon
Crunch?
Cinnamon Toast Crunch. It has the best, post cereal milk of all time.
It is good cereal milk. Yeah. No question.
Yeah.
Is that right?
I like Cinnamon Toast Crunch and Reese's Puff for the milk flavor.
All right. Yep. Well, I mean, the Lucky Charms is the winner. Wow.
Marshmallows.
I mean, come on.
They're magically delicious.
They are magically delicious.
Come on.
Yellow hearts.
Look at this setup. And you guys, you got your face on every single one.
It's so good. It's a honey of a
so good. Oh, yeah.
Look at Cheerios. This.
Cheerios.
So really, this is you would want this one, Chris?
Cinnamon. Oh, yeah, Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
But you can't open these up with their special.
No. That's a collectible.
Yeah, it's a collector's item. You know, probably don't want to open them.
But I'm sure, like, what is the expiration date? You could probably have this 5 years from now.
Yeah, right? I think.
No doubt.
They find a way to make that shelf stable pretty good.
Fantastic. Back here on the Rich Eisen Show, we're sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk furnished by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. I've got the Kelce branded cereals from their friends at, General Mills right here. We got the chunky soup. You're on my television set quite literally every 5 minutes right now.
Sincerely apologize.
Don't apologize. You're being you right now, man. Does it freak you out?
It's been new for sure.
You know?
Very weird that a center is, you know, on the TV as much as I am, but
yeah.
You're just running with it, you know, having fun, trying to pretty much it, yeah.
Phone's ringing off the hook.
Phone's ringing.
Have you said no these many times in your entire life? Or what?
No. Yeah, it's definitely a lot of no's. It's a lot of, I mean, I'm trying to just return people. reaching out, whether it's calls or texts.
Right.
Luckily, I have Emily over there who helps me out majorly.
Right.
But it's it's been a whirlwind. It's been a very, over the past 2 years between the podcast, the Super Bowl with Travis Dayton Taylor.
Yeah.
It has been a very whirlwind of events for sure.
So would you say more no to people asking you to do something for them professionally or asking for tickets to a Taylor Swift concert? what's the number of no more for you?
Thankfully, I don't get a lot of people reaching out.
Okay.
For Taylor Swift tickets.
Okay.
It is an immediate no, but I don't get a lot of that. As much as Taylor has said, she will take care of anybody that I ask for.
Are you serious?
She does say that. She's great, but I still say no to everybody. Yeah.
Because after...
I'm not going to be the one to impose on that. I don't want to put that position out there. She's been nothing but lovely to our family. She's a wonderful person, and I don't want that to kind of be a dynamic.
So she's given you the clear path to the tickets, and you're just shutting it down.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Because after a while, I mean, you know, once, twice,
where's the line? Exactly. There's I'm not even broaching the line. I'm staying away from
Smart.
The line.
You stay away from the line, and there you go. So then you record your pod with your brother every, what, Tuesday?
Is that every Tuesday.
Every Tuesday. So you're flying home, and then boom, you're in the podcast studio.
Correct.
From Monday Night Football.
Pretty much, yeah.
Huh. Okay. And then what? Then Wednesday, Thursday, you're what, dad? Is that what you're doing?
That's right. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday,
How
dad.
How old are your kids?
My oldest is 5.
Okay.
My middle's 3.
Yes.
My youngest is 1. Well, I guess my youngest is still in the womb now because we're expecting our 4th.
I heard that. Congratulations. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
4th girl, I am screwed.
I am screwed. Do we know?
Yeah, we do. Yeah.
Wow.
Wow.
God, and not because I'm screwed from in like 10 years, the moment they're all in middle school, I feel like it's just going to be chaos.
I have one daughter and these guys over here. By the way, Kevin Stefanski really messed up my world on third. Did you hear what he had to say when he said Nick Chubb's my favorite player on the team? And he goes, by the way, I also have a favorite kid.
Oh,
holy cow.
And
not good.
Wow.
Well, just wait. It gets better.
So he's got 2 boys and a girl like I have.
Okay.
You've met my youngest boy.
Yep.
My oldest boy, by the way, is a diehard Taylor Swift fan. He's really pissed that he's not here because you're Taylor adjacent. So, and so these guys are, be careful because one of them's sitting here.
Well, Stefanski did go, and she's not here.
He did. So she's not here.
Right.
And so I texted him. I'm like, you screwed up my world. He wrote me back. He said that his 2 boys were in the room when he said that. They were in the press conference room.
That's hilarious.
They were like, yeah, it's about right.
Yeah. That's what Stefanski said.
I mean, look, you know. It's obvious.
Yeah, I mean, we...
Don't say that.
Coop, you're my man, bro, but you know when your little sister wants something.
I was, my 13-year-old out of this.
I obviously have not had a son, but there is something about, like, a daughter and, like, the way, I think, as a dad, you feel, like, an extra amount, probably, of, like, protection and love towards that child that I could, you know, I could see him probably having that... perspective.
Right. And,
him, you mean Rich, right?
No, I feel that way, obviously, about Taylor, but, you know, it's not like I'm just going to let him walk into the street without looking both ways, you know? Right. What I mean? Like, what the hell's your, what are you implying?
We'd have to look up from his phone. Oh. So that's
very good. Yeah. Well, so congratulations
Thank
on
you.
That.
Thank you so much.
4th kid.
Yeah, 4th. Yeah. We're still figuring out 3, too, so, you know, I guess at this point it's...
You're playing zone defense.
Yeah. Hopefully Wyatt can start helping out a little bit more few months here.
And so also they call it late night with Jason Kelce.
Yeah.
5 consecutive Friday nights beginning the first Friday of 2025 and then throughout the NFL playoffs, you're doing a late night show.
I'm going to try and do something of that resemblance.
What do you mean? What are you telling? What are you?
Well, I don't know what I'm doing. Luckily, we've hired a bunch of people that do know kind of what they're doing and have done this before.
But that's kind of worked for you so far. The I don't know what I'm doing.
Yeah, just
but I'm doing pretty damn well at not knowing what I'm doing. You're doing pretty well at that. That's going to be available on ESPN Plus, ESPN YouTube, the Jason Kelce channel. Attaboy.
Yeah.
Nice. And that channel is where? On YouTube?
On YouTube. Well, it hasn't launched yet, but yeah.
Okay. On YouTube. Presented by ESPN. Oh, my gosh. Presented by.
Presented.
Look at you, dude. Late night.
That's crazy.
Who are you going to have on as guests? What's the plan?
It's to be determined. We're still figuring that out.
Like celebs, that sort of thing? You're doing it out of Philly?
We're doing it in Philly. We want a lot of the guests to be. So because in the NFL postseason, we're partnering with NFL Films. We want to really have a show that celebrates, you know, the past the NFL like has been built on, everything that's happening currently, celebration of the entire sport as well as its fans. So a lot of the guests are going to be NFL-centric people, former players, maybe some current players. At that point in the year, it will be, a lot of the seasons will be over.
Sure.
Coaches, media members, and then we'll take some celebrities for
sure. Straight to you. Well, I mean, certainly if the Eagles are going to be home for the playoffs, there are going to be some serious Eagle fan celebrities that will probably be in town, right? Are you doing it live? Is it a Friday Night
Live?
It
will be live to tape, which I found out we can call live, I think.
Yeah, that's right. But, by the way, that's not bad having a net.
Yeah, well, I'm going to need that. But
you got a band?
We got a band, Snack Time. It's going to be live music.
Whoa.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah. We'll be playing some of the NFL songs.
Okay.
You know, Classic Battle. Like, some of these things that I think right away just bring like a nostalgia that everybody remembers with, Facenda and Sable and all these like people that, baby.
Come on.
Yeah. How can you not get excited when this comes on?
Just hearing that music.
Yeah.
There it is. Yeah. Oh, we've got that. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We know. Yeah. Get your heart.
My hair is standing up.
I like it.
Once that cello just goes boom.
Have you been to NFL Films? Have you been?
I have, yes.
Okay. Yeah. Have you seen the room where they used to have the Philadelphia Philharmonic would come in and play the music in there? It's a massive sound stage.
It's amazing.
Okay. Yes. Where you would just sit there and they would bring the Philadelphia, the
orchestra.
The orchestra, right? The Philharmonic, the Philly Philharmonic would come in.
And
then just play that music. And just kill it.
Awesome stuff.
No doubt.
Yeah.
So you're going to have a desk and everything, like the guest chair?
It's going to be like a table. It's going to be more like a round table discussion.
And then audience?
Will there be audience? There's going to be people there.
Look at this.
That's fun.
This is great. Thank you. The opportunity they should be giving you. This is the opportunity they have the opportunity to give. I love that you're doing that.
Yeah.
That's great.
Well,
you must love Van Pelt, right? Van Pelt,
he's
just
the best. Scott is fantastic. We talked before a lot when I was trying to figure out what was all going down, and Scott has been nothing but the utmost professional. Like, he has helped me out so much.
How so?
And from the beginning of like how to be prepared, what to be prepared for,
sure.
How everything goes. We met before we even had to start meeting. So
right,
he's just. It's been great. Yeah.
And what other stuff are you? What's Operation Snowball? You're
Operation
doing something.
Operation Snowball.
Yes, sir. What are we doing?
So we do a Christmas album in Philly every year. Me, Jordan Malata, and Lane Johnson. this year, the Operation Snowball is a goal to get a gift to every kid in the Philly public schools. So we're partnering with the Philly public school system, and
that's a lot of kids.
I think it's the Fund of Philadelphia.
Yeah.
I hope I got that right. And we're going to be, as well as a bunch of other organizations that are willing to donate gifts or willing to partner. And we're going to try and get a gift to every kid in Philadelphia. We're also partnering with some other celebrities and other athletes around. So the kids potentially get the opportunity to pick, I want a gift from, I don't want to list names because.
Sure. But, yeah. Understood. But that's the idea.
That's the idea. So, I don't know, man. I love. My dad always made Christmas special for us around the holidays. He would take an extra job to get gifts, and it became, a very magical time where community and family, and it just was awesome. And, Philadelphia is a very community-driven city.
Right.
It's a large city, but it's also a city of neighborhoods, and it feels like even though it's big, it's got that small-town vibe to it in a lot of respects. And, family, community, all that is important to them. And, I think we're going to try and partner with a lot of local citizens to do something special for the holidays.
So you're hosting a late night show. Your brother's hosting a game show. Correct. He's doing that right now.
Yeah, he did it before. A celebrity. Yeah.
I have watched episodes of that. Mm-hmm. He's also acting.
He is.
And
just got a grotesque ID. I think that's how you pronounce that.
And do you want to do that?
Act?
Yeah.
I got my hands full right now. But
so I mean, yeah. It's not, you know, I know your brother doesn't have four kids, you know, right. Or three kids and one on the way.
That's yeah.
But, I mean, do you want to do that? Or you don't want to do that?
I think it would be really fun to do something like that one day if it was the right situation. But
okay.
Right now, that is not doable under the current workload.
Situation.
Yeah, Kylie is what it would be like, what are you doing mm-hmm. if I tried to take on one more thing, for sure.
Well, I saw that great commercial that she was in with you. You got that going on, right?
That's
right. We saw that. What else? I'm not missing anything, right? Oh, there's the new
somehow one. You've hit it all. I don't know how you did it.
You know, you gave us enough time. go ahead, TJ, ask your question. Go ahead.
You know, Jason, we were speaking earlier. You know, this April, I was sitting at WrestleMania night one, and I looked three rows ahead of me to my right, and I see two gigantic figures wearing Rey Mysterio green Lucha Libre mask. And I went, I wonder who those two could be. And it turns out you and Lane Johnson up there, you hopped in the ring, you got to work with Rey Mysterio. Can you tell us what that was like preparing to be a part of WrestleMania, which you said you really had no idea how big it was, right?
Yeah, I didn't know. Growing up, we didn't do the pay-per-view events. I would watch WCW and at the time in WWF, then they ended up merging eventually. But you know, WrestleMania was like a thing, but we never watched it, and I didn't really know what to expect. And it got announced it was coming to Philly, and that they wanted, you know, Lane and I to be a part of it. So I started to get you know, acclimated to what this event is and how big of a deal it is mm-hmm. to the wrestling community. And then Lane and I went to a couple wrestling gyms in South Jersey. And we were literally doing moves and bumps. And
you learned how to bump?
I learned how to bump. I learned how to clothesline. I learned how to get slapped in the chest and not act like it hurt, because it actually does hurt. It's like a massive slap to the chest.
Normally that's 15 yards.
Yeah, exactly. That's a personal foul, man. But yeah, it was awesome. And the people at WrestleMania, watching the level of professionalism that takes place and how... You know, when you're on there right next to the stage, I got to say, it ain't soft. Yeah. It is a full-on board. And when you see those guys jumping off the top rope, Rey Mysterio style, doing flips and everything, it gives you a whole new of, like, just tremendous respect for those athletes.
Yeah, that's baby. Big Dom on the shirt, right?
Yeah. It is Big Dom.
On the shirt.
Yep, Lane got the Big Dom shirt.
Oh, my God. Would you want to do that more?
Wrestling? Again, workload is through the roof right now, but I will never say it was a blast. It was a ton of fun. Everybody made it a lot of fun. And again, you know, somebody's like, a lot of people say, you know, wrestling's fake or whatever, right? And it's like, well, you know, so is the TV show you're watching, right? But you can still have a level of respect for the amazing physical specimens that are doing outrageous things in front of you. At speed, it might be choreographed a bit, but it's still nonetheless very impressive.
Are you telling me grotesquerie is not real? Is that what you're saying?
Well,
don't pop my bubble here.
Yeah, I don't. It wasn't even real in the show. She was like dreaming, I think. So, she was in like a coma.
Wow.
Oh no!
Spoiler alert!
Crap.
Uh-oh.
No.
Kind of like Shawshank.
That's right.
You know. Do you ever see Shawshank?
I love Shawshank.
Okay.
Great movie.
By the way.
He's going to blow your mind here, and I wasn't ready for it last week when we talked about this. So go ahead, Rich.
Are you aware that there's a large contingent of people who think the ending of Shawshank is all just a dream? That it is
Which
not
Which portion
real?
Where they meet?
Z Watanabe at the end.
Just dream. That portion.
And that people think that when he...
Went in the pipe, he just never came out?
No, that's real.
Yeah, okay.
That's real.
Red's part, Morgan Freeman.
That Red's part, yeah. Morgan Freeman, when he etched in red was here, that he actually offed himself and the rest of it was a dream. Never heard that before, huh?
Yeah. What is the purpose of thinking that?
I don't know.
Somebody was bored on Reddit, Jason.
It sent me into a tailspin for like 2 days.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I'll have to go like rewatch those ending scenes if there's like something that maybe
makes
tips
you think, I don't know.
To that.
That it's just too patterned.
No, I'm gonna choose to
look at
be like Red and Andy Dufresne ended up where they wanted to be at. Yeah.
Okay. Very good.
Boat there on the beach.
All right. Before I let you go here, New Heights podcast with Jason and Travis Kelce is just absolutely crushed. I saw you had Freddie Freeman on.
We did.
That was a blast.
Awesome. I mean, one of the best human beings I've ever talked to. I don't think he stopped smiling the entire interview.
Well, why not?
Well, it wasn't because of us. He came in smiling. And he didn't stop.
Yeah.
He made us smile.
Well, he's got a nice grill.
He does.
You know,
he does.
That young man over there, again, my 13-year-old, took him to, because we're Yankee fans, took him to game one. We were in the right field, down the right field line. His
wow.
It his
great
his,
place to be for Yankee fans.
Well, his home run passed our sight line as it left
my
the yard.
Gosh.
Yeah, and the only positive part of it was we got to our cars real fast because no Dodger fans stayed. That left. They all stayed.
Like,
yeah,
okay.
I know. But that's pretty cool. Who do you want on your pod? Who's the guest that you and Trav have talked about? Like, let's get this person, and that is a goal for you.
I don't like putting it out there because then it puts like some type of pressure.
There's no pressure.
Well, how about this? Rich Eisen.
Oh, stop it.
You came on and you talked to me. You never came on and talked to Trav.
Well, you were in Indianapolis. You brought the show on the road.
Yes.
And he went so far as to not want to talk to me. he took the guest hosting gig on Saturday Night Live.
That's right.
Like, wow, man. I mean, just say you don't want me on. You know, playing with American Girl dolls and stuff like that. You know, but yeah. So he wasn't. I would do your pod anytime that you guys wish to do that, because you guys have always been good to me, and I've always been fans of what you've been up to, and can't thank you enough. I know you're a busy cat getting ready to go to this game tonight.
Yeah, well, I can't thank you enough. You've been nothing but a wonderful voice of guidance and reason, and just love you, Rich. Thank you very much.
Right back at you. Should I open this up on the air? I got received.
Yeah, sure.
This from you.
What do you got?
I don't know. Let's see what they got. This is a gift from Jason. What do I got here?
There we go.
Wow, this is pretty sweet.
Yeah. It's a comfy little sweater.
Underdog.
Nice.
Okay. Fantastic. Another line.
It's another thing I got going on. Yeah, that's the one thing we missed.
Merch.
Oh wow, there's a shirt here too.
Yeah.
Where people can get this right now? The Underdog.
You can get that at Underdog Apparel. That's right.
Very good. Anything else that's going on in your life? New kid, new late night show.
Man.
You've got an apparel line. You want
to... B-dubs commercials.
You have your B-dubs commercials.
Yeah, B-dubs, that's right. Me and Hank.
Your line read on the... Maybe he doesn't. It was like so good.
It's hilarious.
It was hilarious.
How many takes does it take for you when you're doing these things, man? Come on.
That one was an all-day shoot. That was a long one.
Okay.
That specific take, I don't know, maybe like...
Is there someone dressed as a buffalo? Like, who are you speaking to?
So I'm speaking to the actor that plays Hank.
Okay.
And he's standing on like a couple apple boxes right next to me, up there, like he's the buffalo.
Right.
I'm actually talking to Hank. I'm sorry. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's not real either. What the hell?
Yeah, that commercial is awesome.
Bubbles right now. Yeah, that's great. And then you and your lovely wife showing up to the Olympics, you putting on the chapeau.
Dude.
Was that your call? Like, if I'm going to Paris to watch these games, I'm going to bring the chapeau? You're going to bring
immediately. I love doing super cheesy tourist things. It's like one of my favorite things.
That's a good travel show.
Kimmel this, and I just walked into a gift shop and got a Los Angeles shirt, right? And I love the like cheesy stuff. Yeah, I'm all about the gift shops that are tourist traps.
The snow globes and stuff like that.
I was like, I need to get a beret. Where can I go?
Yeah.
Boom, right here. And
So you got it when you were in Paris, or you got it?
Got it when I was in Paris, yeah.
Damn.
Just walked into like a random shop. Kyle, I was like, where can I find a beret? Because I'm pretty sure like any of these shops are going to have berets in them.
Where can I get a beret in Paris? Okay. And then
have the baguette with my hand.
And then you just stroll out of the hotel room and your wife sees it for the first time? Or you give her a heads up? Like, how does that work?
She was there when I got it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she was there when we bought it, and she thought it was ridiculous when we were buying it and when I put it on walking out of the store.
Yes.
And it was pretty warm, so I was, like, sweating because of this beret. But
right.
You got to commit to the bid.
It all comes at a cost, man. Yeah, it comes at a cost. All right. At Jason.Kelsey on Instagram. They call it Late Night with Jason Kelsey. He's going to start on Friday, January 3rd on the whole family of networks from ESPN. Operation Snowball. People can people get involved in this?
They can, and I don't know how.
Very good. Google it to use. I sound like the Indiana football
coach.
The
best way you can support is to buy the Christmas album.
Okay, very good. Yeah. New Heights podcast with you and your bro. Everybody already gets it, so you know where to get it. And then Monday Night Countdown tonight and every single Monday.
Thank you.
Say hi to everybody there, will you please,
will.
For me?
Absolutely.
And thanks for coming in.
All right, thanks, Richard.
That's Jason Kelsey, everybody. We're back with more in a moment. As many of you clearly know, I love going to watch football live. There's nothing like it. Whether it's college football or professional football, there's nothing quite like the excitement of being in the stadium. And Game Time tickets and Game Time picks through Game Time is exactly your way and your gateway to getting the seat that you want and the experience that you'll never forget. Game Time Picks is a new curation feature that filters out the fluff to show you only incredible deals on great seats so you don't waste a single second searching through thousands of tickets. The all-in pricing feature, that's my favorite. You get to see your total upfront, no surprise fees at checkout. With Game Time, you'll always get the lowest price guarantee, or Game Time will credit you 110% of the difference. Take the guesswork right out of buying tickets right now with Game Time. Download the Game Time app. Create an account. Use my code of Eisen for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Visit GameTime.co for restrictions. Again, create an account. Redeem my code EISEN. Boom, $20 off. Download Game Time today. What time is it? Game Time.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for shoppers, buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify. With Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts are going abandoned and way more sales happening. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whatever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more, sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skins uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Westwood One, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/Westwood One to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Westwood One.
This is done. It's in the can, as they say, in the Hollywood business.
It is.
There is a young lady out there who has caught Kelsey as we are currently standing here.
Yes.
Sitting here. And all she has is just the promise, we'll see if we can work this thing out.
And a TV show. I mean, the show's great.
There's this whole thing that she'll be on E! Last question on this subject before we take a break. We'll come back, talk some football. Did you tell Andy Reid I'm doing this thing?
We had a conversation. You know, that's a touchy subject, Rich. And I feel like I represented the Chiefs in a very well mannered. I mean, I'm not the crazy out of control guy on camera. I'm very
respectful.
Polite, respectful. Yeah, my parents raised me right in Cleveland, Ohio. So it was one of those things where I had to show everyone around the world that, you know, I am a well-mannered, polite guy. I'm not just this crazy football player.
So did you say to Andy, I've got 50 women in the Coliseum and I speed date them down to 20 and then I stick them in a mansion and then speed date all of them, sometimes one with me and five other women at a time, and then boil it down, the time is yours, and then just sit there and say that to Andy? Did you say that?
No, I didn't tell him that. I told him I had an opportunity on TV.
So is Andy learning right now what catching Kelsey's
Coach,
really all about?
I got an opportunity on TV. Do you mind?
The time is yours. Fantastic.
I love you, Coach. I
love you. Back here on the Rich Eisen Show, everybody. Yeah. Oh my gosh! Back here,
you're good. You don't have your IFB.
I know my IFB's in. It's all good. We're just shooting the, you know what, with Jason Kelsey, who's taking off right now. Fantastic. Just so much fun. Yeah, my ears are all jacked up.
We're back on radio, Rich.
I know we're back on radio. I know. Back here on the Rich Eisen Show, everybody. 844-204-RICH number. Let's take some calls. Derek in Missouri wants to chat with us. One of our favorites. Derek. What's up, Derek? How are you, bud?
Hey, Rich. I'm doing good. So I'd like to add something before I get into my discussion with you about the Broncos.
Sure.
This past Thursday marked 1 year since I first called into your show.
Oh, happy anniversary to us.
Right on, yeah. I was going to say, it feels like it was just yesterday I started doing that with you guys, but let me ask you, Rich, how about them Broncos, huh?
Dude, I got to be honest with you. There's something about this team, and there's something about Bo Nix and, you know, Cortland Sutton and Vele and the running game when, we all think they're out. They're back in, and this kid Bo Nix, man. He is the real deal, and I always go back to this week one when I'm like, hey, I can kind of see what's going on with this kid, and they didn't do very well in Seattle, but my gosh, when it all comes down to it, all he's been doing is just winning and playing winning football, and he's been phenomenal. Like, you've got to be over the moon.
I have one more thing, Dale. So I was not one of those fans that was giving you a hard time for that tweet that you sent. I mean, I respect you more than anything else. And for those people that said that you were giving praise to Bo Nix, even though it wasn't his best performance, this is his first game. People they need to relax and just focus. Like, it's going to take time, but he's in the running for Offensive Rookie of the Year. He'd be the first Bronco player in 22 years since Clinton Portis to accomplish that feat.
Well, we're hoping again. Thanks for the call, Derek. Greatly appreciated. We're targeting Bo to appear on the show this week in advance of next Monday night.
Yeah, Rich, I found your tweet. It's from September 8th. You wrote Seattle outlasts Denver, but there's a lot to like about Bo Nix. And then a bunch of the analytic heads.
Reed, would you do me a favor and read some of those responses?
So Ben Solak, who I really like at ESPN, he quote tweeted you and said, Bo Nix averaged 3.3 yards per attempt on 42 passes today. That's tied for the sixth lowest yards per attempt in any game with at least 40 attempts since the merger.
you know what I mean? But I'm not one of those stat guys. I'm not one of those.
You were eye testing. You were eye testing him.
I am all about the eye test and how it makes me feel in my gut. And obviously, that's not a metric. Like 3.3 yards per attempt or whatever. Like, you could keep going. Like, Broncos fans were all over me.
Yeah.
And this is not one of those segments where it's intended to make me look, smart, since I am always reminding everybody of my bad takes from this chair. But there's something about, in this day and age, somebody who's got 61 starts and a certain way about them that... You know what you can't be for Sean Payton is a wallflower. You are going to get it. You're going to get hard coaching. You're going to get real truth being told to you. And if you can handle it and you have a neck up ability to understand what he's trying to teach you and the physical skill set that he sees in you, you got it going. And I'll tell you, man, when they cut Russ and took the massive dead cap hit that they took, and then drafted Bo Nix where they drafted him, your general sense was they're screwed, right? Like that this kid better do well because they're going to be spending franchise quarterback money for the next 2 years, and they better get play from their quarterback spot that is commensurate to the amount of money they're spending on that position in their cap. And they're getting it. They're getting it.
Yeah, I also think this, if you look at teams with rookie quarterbacks, Chicago, New England, even Washington, and the teams coming up in this year's draft who are going to take a quarterback, who are going to have a new head coach, it is so important to have quality coaching, head coaching with an offensive-minded individual. Sean Payton has made this kid maybe the Offensive Rookie of the Year.
You think he's going to outpace Jaden Daniels from here on out?
if Washington doesn't make the playoffs and Denver does, how could you say otherwise? I just think this kid has been awesome. He's like a top 10 fantasy quarterback right
now. I know.
Yeah.
He's been dynamite. And the Denver Broncos, every single time you think they're going to be, you know, falling out of their spot.
That throw to Courtland Sutton, the first touchdown, was incredible.
Sean Payton said this was the win over the Raiders is a game they would have lost last year.
Totally agree.
And that the grit is something that they're through right now. That they are getting it done. And next up for them is Cleveland at home on a Monday night, and then a bye. Home for Indianapolis, at the Chargers, at Cincinnati, home for Kansas City. 3-2 in that gets them in the playoffs.
All of a sudden, the Browns-Broncos game's a little bit more interesting.
I agree.
Than we thought.
The Broncos are looking like they're going to make the playoffs right now.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to give it up because they cut Russ. They draft this kid that fell all the way to them. And they're 7-5. And the next team closest to them is 5-6. And they also screwed up the Jets season in a way that we just found out.
Yeah, for real.
Is still rippling.
Mm-hmm.
That was back in week 4. Hour number 3 is all for us right here on the Rich Eisen Show in week 12. Ooh. Seriously, we found out that one win against the Jets caused the owner of the Jets to just go so ham that he suggested benching Aaron Rodgers. So they beat them in week 4, and they basically also messed up the Saints season too. I mean, the Saints season was already going south, but they blew him out on a Drew Brees night. I'm sure they didn't sit very well for management with Dennis Allen.
Oh, even their first win. Remember when they went into Tampa 0-2? Oh, man, they're going to be 0-3. This is trouble.
And then that loss to Baltimore by 31 points. Everyone thought, okay, it's back into a pumpkin again. And they almost beat the Chiefs in Kansas City.
Yep.
What a bounce back. And they've won twice in a row since then.
Mm-hmm. I mean, he's not going to win it, but Sean Payton has done an amazing job and should be in the Coach of the Year conversation.
I think you're not wrong. A lot of people thought he lost his mind.
Yep. Maybe lost his fastball a little bit.
Lost his fastball.
Yeah.
And so.
Remember the draft, too? He's like, I saw all these guys, but Bo Nix, he was the highest on my board.
And everyone's like, yeah, you're crazy. Sure. Okay, well, okay. Now you're like, oh, okay, we hear you. Yeah. So they lose to 31 to the Ravens, and then they lost the way they lost in Kansas City. And they've got the grit, man. And they got a quarterback who's bringing it.
Who's gritty.
And a coach who's just like straight out of the Parcells mode, man. Which is wild in the 21st century.
Hey, it's Rich Eisen here. Join me and my compadre, Chris Brockman, every Monday on the Overreaction Monday podcast.
Rich, Jameis has taken the Browns to the playoffs.
Dude, why can't they win 7-8 games to finish the year? Why not?
I'm not saying there's no why not, but this is a definitive statement that's clearly an overreaction and is perfect fodder for a show like this one. I appreciate you coming out of the gate hot.
Come react or overreact with us. Overreaction Monday, wherever you listen. It's game over.
Over, man.